We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
In the news, a 10-year-old girl stabbed to death last night. 15-year-old boy shot to death early this morning. 8-year-old girl shot to death near Soldan High School at a football jamboree. On Friday night, shots fired at Parkway North. A lot of shootings in the city yesterday. What are we going to do about this? James Clark is with Better Family Life. He is one of those who is on the ground trying to stop the killing. James, thanks for joining me this morning on short notice, as always. And I, like many people, at wit's end, as someone who is on those streets, what can we do?
Well, Brian, first, I want to thank you for continuing to highlight this issue. But it's sad to say that this is something that we have seen coming since as early as 2005. This is not a new phenomenon. Gun violence and crime has been ravishing St. Louis neighborhoods on a consistent basis since 2005. Recently, the shooting of and the killings of children has piqued everyone's attention. But the travesty is too many people have had to die before we reach this impasse. So we believe that it's going to take a surge of outreach into these neighborhoods. We know where the neighborhoods are. We have a mountain of data that points to the neighborhoods. It literally points to the blocks. But what St. Louis has done for the past 10, 15 years is we've analyzed the problem. People have postured based on the crisis, but no one has said we need to have direct neighborhood engagement. And that's what Better Family Life, we have been calling for since 2005. It's sad to say we saw this coming.
So what is involved in that engagement?
Well, it really takes individuals who know the culture and who know the behavior patterns of the individuals who are more susceptible to being on either side of the trigger. You have to be in the neighborhoods, you have to be on the front porches, and you have to be in the living rooms in a sustained fashion. We deploy outreach workers, uniformed, trained, disciplined, and enlightened men and women who know the neighborhoods, who know the players, and who are able to go in and bring resources to help individuals and families. Then we have our gun violence de-escalation centers. We're working with the Missouri Foundation for Health, working with Washington University. We have a program where we go into the neighborhoods, we look for conflicts, we look at who the adversaries are, we work to de-escalate the conflict, and our goal is to de-escalate every conflict within 72 hours. So we work to de-escalate the conflict, and if the conflict cannot be de-escalated, then we will relocate one of the adversaries. So we believe that our model has proven itself in the St. Louis metropolitan area. We're now being sought by other metropolitan areas, but we're saying to St. Louis, we've got to scale up.
James, we only have about a minute, and I want to ask one more question of you. That is, a lot of these killings are being done by kids. Why? What leads a 16, 17, 18-year-old to shoot somebody?
Well, they have been born, they were born into, and they are part of a subculture where gun violence is accepted, expected, and reinforced. We've got to be able to interrupt that culture. We have got to be able to come into the neighborhoods, and we've got to change the mentality of the young people. See, it trickles down because we've been so negligent in investing in the human capital. You have younger and younger children and girls who are now participating in very, very wayward behavior. We have left them unattended. We have left our neighborhoods unattended. And this is the result. And I went on record over a month ago saying we were going to see a spike. St. Louis, we have got to take our collective heads out of the sand, and we have got to invest in programming that goes straight to the neighborhood, that puts us on the front porch, and we're able to deliver resources and culture and nurturing into the living room so we can stem this.
James Clark from Better Family Life, again, thank you very much for joining me this morning, and we are all behind you as you try to stem this tide. It's 8:57.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.